Prince 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom, and a complete look at your weekend weather forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
On whether universal hepatitis B vaccinations given to healthy babies at birth should stop. The vote was postponed from yesterday when the panel discussed the topic but could not come to consensus. Dr. Joseph Hibbeln, a psychiatrist on the committee, grew frustrated when the language on the vote kept changing.
We're trying to evaluate a moving target, and we don't even have a slide explicitly describing what questions we're supposed to answer.
Some members have called for an end to the decades-long policy. Others say they see no reason to change a recommendation that has greatly reduced new cases of hepatitis B, a virus which can cause liver cancer and other serious health problems. Ping Huang, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A state representative from Wichita is moving to the legislature's upper chamber. Representative Silas Miller was selected by Sedgwick County Democratic Party officials to fill a vacancy created by the resignation of State Senator Mary Ware last month. Miller is a two-term member of the House. Precinct committee members chose him over prominent gay rights advocate Tom Witt by a vote of 16-5 on Thursday. The Kansas Reflector reports Miller has served on the House Education, Election, and Insurance Committees. In 2024, he proposed removing marijuana from a list of illegal drugs in Kansas, but the measure failed. An elementary school teacher in the Turner School District in Kansas City, Kansas, received a national award known as the Oscar of Teaching yesterday. Jody Fortino reports.
Lexi Otto was surprised at a school assembly with the Milken Educator Award and a $25,000 cash prize. Students helped with the reveal.
Hey, Charlie, what did it mean to award?
A reward that involves money.
It absolutely.
Otto began teaching English language learners this year, but she's been an educator for 7 years. Her favorite part of the job is her students and staff.
We are such a family here. We truly encourage everyone to do their best, and we collaborate.
The award was given by the Milken Family Foundation, a private foundation that supports education. I'm Jody Fortino.
Another small earthquake has been recorded in northern Kansas. It was centered south of Wilson Lake on the border of Russell and Lincoln counties. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake measured just 2.8 in magnitude, too small to be felt by most people. Minor earthquakes are not unusual in northern Kansas. KSN reports the region has experienced several small quakes recently, recording 6 in a recent 2-week span. Flags across Kansas will fly at half staff on Sunday. Governor Laura Kelly has ordered the flags to be lowered from sunup to sundown in honor of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Sunday will mark the 84th anniversary of the Japanese attack on the U.S. Naval Base in Hawaii in 1941. It led to America's entry into the Second World War. A total of 2,403 service members and civilians were killed in the attack. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, high temperatures this afternoon near 44 degrees. Little breezy winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24 degrees. For the weekend, tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have clear skies, 23 degrees. Topeka's clear and 23, Manhattan reporting clear skies and 26 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. It's 6:07.
Support for NPR.
Gretzky and Shaquille O'Neal will all play a role too. The complete group stage schedule, including which teams will play where, will be released on Saturday. Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, and thank you for listening. Coming up on Morning Edition, tall grass prairie once covered millions of acres in North America. Today, less than 4% remains intact. You can still see some examples at the Kansas Prairie near Manhattan and at the Tall Grass Prairie National Preserve near Strong City.
The people at the Tall Grass Prairie National Preserve in the Flint Hills say that the most common question they get from visitors is, where's all the tall grass?
So where is all the tall grass? We'll find out from commentator Rex Buchanan. That's coming up. We'll also find out what was in a time capsule from 1892 that was opened yesterday in Franklin County. All that coming your way at 6:42.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds with a high near 44 degrees.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
I'm James Kamara-Sami, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, after another deadly US strike on a suspected drug boat, this time in the Pacific, is the policy lawful? And as Europe steps up its defence spending, are young Europeans willing to fight?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 23 degrees at 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Focus Features, presenting Hamnet, a story of love and loss that inspired the creation of Shakespeare's Hamlet, directed by Chloe Zhao, now playing in theaters everywhere.
Other than subtract, Zach Brown is adding to this new music, recording with an orchestra, choir, and video for a residency over the next couple of months in the Sphere, the giant performance space in Las Vegas. The first show is tonight. This is NPR News.
Do you feel like you are always sitting in traffic?
Do you remember when traffic started at like 5? Now, there is always traffic. Always.
If you feel like traffic has been worse, you are not imagining it. Congestion has surpassed pre-pandemic levels in a lot of the U.S. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. What we're seeing on the roads, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
You can take the highway to All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock, runs till 7 right here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson's your host. KPR's Morning Edition continues with the latest news from NPR and KPR and a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 6:30.
For NPR News, I'm Tristan Wood in Tallahassee.
The FBI says a man from Virginia is under arrest in connection with pipe bombs placed outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. nearly 5 years ago. FBI Director Kash Patel says the suspect was identified after existing evidence was re-examined. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The race to challenge Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is heating up as 5 Democrats seek to run against him in 2026. Zane Irwin has more.
The candidates include a Kansas City, Kansas commercial real estate developer, an Overland Park immigration lawyer, and a retired business executive in Merriam. Plus, Democratic Representative Sharice Davids has hinted that she might run as well, though she's not made any official announcement. A win for any of these candidates would be historic. No Kansas Democrat has won election to the U.S. Senate in nearly a century. Marshall won the 2020 election by double digits over Democratic candidate Barbara Bollier. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A Kansas county is using artificial intelligence to answer non-emergency phone calls. Lyons County will use an AI assistant named Betty to answer calls for a 4-month trial period. KSN reports Betty will handle calls about things like animal complaints and parking issues. Betty speaks three languages, Spanish, French, and English. If a caller speaks another language, the call will be forwarded to a human. Lyon County's 911 director says Betty will allow dispatchers to focus on more important emergency calls. From Kleiman to Klein, Kansas State University has a new head football coach. Colin Klein was hired to replace the retiring Chris Kleiman on Thursday. Klein is a former quarterback for KSU and was a 2012 Heisman Trophy finalist. He served as Texas A&M's offensive coordinator this year, helping the team to an 11-1 record. Klein is 36. According to multiple reports, he's receiving a five-year contract worth an annual average of $4.3 million. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds with a high this afternoon near 44 degrees. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Winds will die down. The outlook for the weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Not too bad. Sunday's forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high near 30 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have clear skies, 23 degrees. Topeka's clear and 23 degrees as well. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR comes
Weekend Edition. Australia is about to launch a national experiment, kicking millions of kids and teens off of social media. A new law bans people under 16 from using sites like TikTok, YouTube, and X. It's the first country in the world with a law like that. The intention is to protect young people, but as you might expect, many teens are not happy about it. How's it going to work? Listen tomorrow morning on the NPR app or on this public radio station. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, featuring the Hallmark Movie Party Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story, December 4th, and the Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along on the 18th. Tickets at lawrenceartcenter.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. A time capsule was opened in Franklin County yesterday afternoon. In a packed courtroom in the Old County Courthouse in Ottawa, a metal box roughly the size and color of a cinder block was carefully cut open. The box had been placed in the cornerstone of the courthouse when it was built in 1892. It was recovered during recent renovation work. The honor of prying open the time capsule with a pair of heavy-duty pliers went to Franklin County's longest-tenured employee, Lorne Evans. The contents were then carefully removed by Diane Starasinic Dean, the executive director of the Franklin County Historical Society.
Huh. Okay, so this is a mysterious envelope that is sealed that we'll have to carefully open. It says present. I don't know if this means gift or people who were there. So.
The contents were mostly papers, a copy of town ordinances, several local newspapers, the bylaws of various fraternal organizations. There was also a Bible and a small American flag. Starasinic Dean told the audience the contents reflected the values of the community at that time.
Was this time capsule the perfect representation of our county? It was not. If you look closely at the list of its contents, you'll notice there is no representation for the tribes who were ultimately displaced or lost the recognition. But it does speak of our growth as a community today that we recognize that.
The items from 1892 will be conserved in a new time capsule with items from 2025 will be placed back in the cornerstone. If it's opened in another 133 years, it will be in the year 2158, and KPR will be there to cover it, we hope.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
The National Park Service says tall grass prairie once covered 170 million acres of North America. But within a generation, most of it had been transformed into farms, cities, and towns. Today, less than 4% remains intact. You could see examples of tall grass prairie at the Konza Prairie near Manhattan and the Tall Grass Prairie National Preserve near Strong City. Commentator Rex Buchanan recently found some tall grasses in the mixed grass prairie on his pasture out in the Smoky Hills of central Kansas.
It was an odd summer. Wet. It was both awe-inspiring and a little frightening. A reminder, maybe, of what this landscape once was, and sometimes still is.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, an author, and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. When he's not camping on his pasture in Rice County or on some far-flung fishing trip, he lives in Lawrence.
Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. So glad you are with us. Hope you can stick around. Coming up in 10 minutes, we've got the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, the Aglow Trio is coming in the 11 o'clock hour. You can hear them make the sweet sounds of oboe, flute, and piano. It's a local group of professional musicians. They have a new album out called Infinities. Again, that is in the 11 o'clock hour. Before that, Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, two selections from Handel's Messiah, much, much more on the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities. Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, high temperatures this afternoon near 44 degrees. A bit breezy, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 24. Outlook for the weekend, not too bad. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Sunday will be partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, clear skies, 23 degrees. Topeka clear, 23 as well. It's 9 before 7.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
But you are very polished.
Thank you.
And very, very grown, I would say.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a compliment. Thank you.
It is.
This afternoon, all things considered, it's been a thrilling year for my home state in sports with teams in the College Football National Championship, the NBA Finals, the WNBA Playoffs. Indiana team spirit is at a high. Listen on the NPR app. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Thank you for listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, from the University of Kansas, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, the latest news from KPR, and a complete look at your weekend weather forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning.
NPR after Bloomberg first reported it. Zuckerberg said in a social media post that Meta will be putting new energy into developing AI glasses. Meta also has committed to spending tens of billions of dollars on new AI data centers, despite concerns that Silicon Valley is overbuilding AI infrastructure. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A state representative from Wichita is moving to the legislature's upper chamber. Representative Silas Miller was selected by Sedgwick County Democratic Party officials to fill a vacancy created by the resignation of State Senator Mary Ware last month. Miller is a two-term member of the House. Precinct committee members chose him over prominent gay rights advocate Tom Witt by a vote of 16-5 on Thursday. The Kansas Reflector reports Miller has served on the House Education, Election, and Insurance Committees. In 2024, he proposed removing marijuana from a list of illegal drugs in Kansas, but the measure failed. Another small earthquake has been recorded in northern Kansas. It was centered south of Wilson Lake on the border of Russell and Lincoln counties. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake measured just 2.8 in magnitude, too small to be felt by most people. Minor earthquakes are not unusual in northern Kansas. KSN reports the region has experienced several small quakes, recording 6 in a recent 2-week span. Flags across Kansas will fly at half-staff on Sunday. Governor Laura Kelly has ordered the flags to be lowered from sunup to sundown in honor of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Sunday will mark the 84th anniversary of the Japanese attack on the U.S. naval base in Hawaii in 1941. It led to America's entry into the Second World War. A total of 2,403 service members and civilians were killed in the attack. In a statement, Kelly said the anniversary is a time to, quote, reflect on this solemn day. The Kansas Jayhawks advanced to the second round of the NCAA women's volleyball tournament with a 3-0 sweep over High Point of North Carolina last night. The Kansas State Wildcats have their first round match this afternoon in Lincoln, Nebraska against San Diego. Greg Eklund has more.
In Ray Bouchard's last two seasons as KU's head coach, the women's volleyball team was unsuccessful getting past the second round, even on the Jayhawks' home floor. Matt Ulmer, Bouchard's successor, says from the outset, this year's team has been determined to change that.
That was a big thing for them, is to be able to get to that third round. So I'm proud of them to be able to fight as hard as we did throughout the season. We were never perfect, you know, but we were always trying to become our best.
The Jayhawks will play the Miami Hurricanes in the second round tonight at the Horace Arena on the KU campus. I'm Greg Eklund.
Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds with a high near 44 degrees. Little breezy, winds out of the southwest with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Winds calm down. And the forecast for the weekend, Saturday partly sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Sunday partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. No precipitation in the forecast for the weekend. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 24 degrees. Topeka's clear and 24 as well. This is Morning Edition on KPR at 7:07.
Support for NPR.
Done, and that mission was being done, and unfortunately this is just something that, a senseless act that happened.
As people try to understand this senseless act, they hope and pray that Staff Sergeant Wolf will make it home. Scott Newman, NPR News, Martinsburg, West Virginia.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Coming up on Morning Edition, tall grass prairie once covered millions of acres in North America. Today, less than 4% remains intact. You can still see some examples at the Kansas Prairie near Manhattan and at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve near Strong City.
The people at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve in the Flint Hills say that the most common question they get from visitors is, where's all the tall grass?
So where is all the tall grass? We'll find out from commentator Rex Buchanan. We'll also find out what was inside a time capsule from 1892 that was opened in Franklin County yesterday. All coming your way at 7:42.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring special exhibitions showcasing Art of the Sea, regional artists, and the sacred Red Rock. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds with a high near 44 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear 24, Topeka clear and 24 as well.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
I'm James Kamarasamy, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, after another deadly US strike on a suspected drug boat, this time in the Pacific, is the policy lawful? And as Europe steps up its defence spending, are young Europeans willing to fight?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes dollars to charity. Subaru, more than a car company. And from Dignity Memorial, for many families, remembering loved ones means honoring the details that made them unique. Dignity Memorial is dedicated to compassion in every detail of a life celebration. DignityMemorial.com.
This is NPR News.
Do you feel like you are always sitting in traffic?
Do you remember when traffic started at, like, 5? Now, there is always traffic. Always.
If you feel like traffic has been worse, you are not imagining it. Congestion has surpassed pre-pandemic levels in a lot of the U.S. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. What we're seeing on the roads, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
If you're stuck in traffic, tune in to All Things Considered. It runs from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, the latest news from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your weekend weather forecast. It's 7:30.
Rex. The U.S. Supreme Court is siding with Republicans in Texas and allowing the state to use its redrawn congressional map. President Trump had urged GOP lawmakers in Austin to make the changes to help Republicans retain control of the House in next year's congressional midterm elections. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong looks at redistricting fights in other states.
In California, a court may soon rule on a Democratic-friendly congressional map voters approved to counter the Texas map President Trump pushed for to help Republicans. A Republican-friendly Missouri map is facing lawsuits and a referendum effort. New maps may be coming in Florida, Indiana, New York, and Virginia, and an upcoming Supreme Court ruling in a Louisiana case could spark more redistricting. Anzi Wong, NPR News.
Netflix is buying the studio and streaming business of Warner Brothers Discovery. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An elementary school teacher in the Turner School District in Kansas City, Kansas, received a national award known as the Oscar of Teaching yesterday. Jody Fortino reports.
Lexi Otto was surprised at a school assembly with the Milken Educator Award and a $25,000 cash prize. Students helped with the reveal.
Hey, Charlie, what would it mean to receive a financial award?
Absolutely. Otto began teaching English language learners this year, but she's been an educator for 7 years. Her favorite part of the job is her students and staff.
We are such a family here. We truly encourage everyone to do their best, and we collaborate.
The award was given by the Milken Family Foundation, a private foundation that supports education. I'm Jody Fortino.
A Kansas county is using artificial intelligence to answer non-emergency phone calls. Lyons County will use an AI assistant named Betty to answer calls for a 4-month trial period. KSN reports Betty will handle calls about things like animal complaints and parking issues. Betty speaks 3 languages, Spanish, French, and English. If a caller speaks another language, the call will be forwarded to a human. Lyon County's 911 director says Betty will allow dispatchers to focus on more important emergency calls. From Kleiman to Klein, Kansas State University has a new head football coach. Colin Klein was hired to replace the retiring Chris Kleiman on Thursday. Klein is a former K-State quarterback and was a 2012 Heisman Trophy finalist. He served as Texas A&M's offensive coordinator this past year, helping the team to an 11-1 record. Klein is 36. According to multiple media reports, he is receiving a 5-year contract worth an annual average of $4.3 million. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, high temperatures this afternoon near 44 degrees. It'll be a bit breezy, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 24 degrees at 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from the...
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. A time capsule was opened in Franklin County yesterday afternoon. In a packed courtroom in the Old County Courthouse in Ottawa, a metal box roughly the size and color of a cinder block was carefully cut open. The box had been placed in the cornerstone of the courthouse when it was built in 1892. It was recovered during recent renovation work. The honor of prying open the time capsule with a pair of heavy-duty pliers went to Franklin County's longest-tenured employee, Lorne Evans. The contents were then carefully removed by Diane Starasinic Dean, the executive director of the Franklin County Historical Society.
Huh. Okay, so this is a mysterious envelope that is sealed that we'll have to carefully open. It says present. I don't know if this means gift or people who were there. So.
The contents were mostly papers, a copy of town ordinances, several local newspapers, the bylaws of various fraternal organizations. There was also a Bible and a small American flag. Starasinic Dean told the audience the contents reflected the values of the community at that time.
Was this time capsule the perfect representation of our county? It was not. If you look closely at the list of its contents, you'll notice there is no representation for the tribes who were ultimately displaced or lost their recognition. But it does speak of our growth as a community today that we recognize that.
The items from 1892 will be conserved, and a new time capsule with items from 2025 will be placed back in the cornerstone. If it's opened in another 133 years, it will be in the year 2158, and KPR will be there to cover it, we hope.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
The National Park Service says Tallgrass Prairie once covered 170 million acres of North America. But within a generation, most of it had been transformed into farms, cities, and towns. Today, less than 4% remains intact. You can see examples of Tallgrass Prairie at the Konza Prairie near Manhattan and the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve near Strong City. Commentator Rex Buchanan recently found some tall grasses in the mixed grass prairie on his pasture out in the Smoky Hills of central Kansas.
It was an odd summer. Weather-wise, just tall as I am, I got a little of that feeling. It was both awe-inspiring and a little frightening. A reminder, maybe, of what this landscape once was, and sometimes still is.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, an author, and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. When he's not camping on his pasture in Rice County or on some far-flung fishing trip, he lives in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Weekend Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Information at kansascitypbs.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom.
Support for KPR comes from the Eldridge Hotel, inviting all to downtown Lawrence for a holiday breakfast brunch, Saturday, December 6th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Reservations and walk-ins accepted. Information at eldridgehotel.com.
The year will end soon, and KPR needs your help to start 2026 strong. Every day, we bring you nuanced reporting on the issues that matter most in our region, free from commercial influence. But now with federal funding gone, your support is essential. Make your year-end gift today and keep this vital service thriving. Go to kansaspublicradio.org. And when you make a gift of $15 or more a month, you can get a custom KPR holiday ornament. Your monthly gift makes all the difference. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, high temperatures this afternoon near 44 degrees. Winds will be out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. The winds die down. Outlook for the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 24 degrees, Topeka sunny and 25. It's 9 before 8.
Now, Marketplace.org has more of our Moon Economy series, and when we say Moon, some think rockets. As a certified Level 2 amateur rocketeer myself, I see lessons for stock market investing in the glorious successes and ignominious failures of my own launches. The video is streamable from TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, where Marketplace APM is the way to find us. Our executive producer is Nancy Fargali. Our digital team includes Antoinette Brock, Emily McCune, and Dylan Mietinen. Our engineers are Rachel Breeze and Tessa Block. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, KPR, and the KPR forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Members of Congress got to watch
Itran, NPR News, Austin.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The race to challenge Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is heating up as five Democrats seek to run against him in 2026. Zane Irwin has more.
The candidates include a Kansas City, Kansas commercial real estate developer, an Overland Park immigration lawyer, and a retired business executive in Merriam. Plus, Democratic Representative Cherise Davids has hinted that she might run as well, though she's not made any official announcement. A win for any of these candidates would be historic. No Kansas Democrat has won election to the U.S. Senate in nearly a century. Marshall won the 2020 election by double digits over Democratic candidate Barbara Beaulieu. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A state representative from Wichita is moving up to the legislature's upper chamber. Representative Silas Miller was selected by Sedgwick County Democratic Party officials to fill a vacancy created by the resignation of State Senator Mary Ware last month. Miller is a two-term member of the House. Precinct committee members chose him over gay rights advocate Tom Witt by a vote of 16-5 on Thursday. The Kansas Reflector reports Miller has served on the House Education, Election, and Insurance Committees. In 2024, he proposed removing marijuana from a list of illegal drugs in Kansas, but the measure failed. Another small earthquake has been recorded in northern Kansas. It was centered south of Wilson Lake on the border of Russell and Lincoln counties. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake measured just 2.8 in magnitude, too small to be felt by most people. Minor earthquakes are not unusual in northern Kansas. KSN reports the region has experienced several small quakes, recording six in a recent two-week span. Flags across Kansas will fly at half-staff on Sunday. Governor Laura Kelly has ordered the flags to be lowered from sunup to sundown in honor of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Sunday will mark the 84th anniversary of the Japanese attack on the U.S. naval base in Hawaii in 1941. It led to America's entry into the Second World War. A total of 2,403 service members and civilians were killed in the attack. The Kansas Jayhawks advanced to the second round of the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament with a 3-0 sweep over High Point of North Carolina last night. The Kansas State Wildcats have their first round match this afternoon in Lincoln, Nebraska, against San Diego. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, high temperatures this afternoon near 44 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. The outlook for the weekend, not too bad. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 25 degrees. Topeka, sunny and 26. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes
emerge from the group to reach the knockout stage. More groups means the world's best teams will be more spread out. Plus, the new format means many third-place finishers will move on, too. But Pochettino says merely advancing to the round of 32 is too modest a goal for the U.S.
We are very ambitious, and we want to win. We want to challenge all the team.
President Trump will be at the Kennedy Center today, along with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. And huge sports celebs like Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, and Shaquille O'Neal will all play a role, too. The complete group stage schedule, including which teams will play where, will be released on Saturday. Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for listening. Hope you can keep listening. Coming up on Morning Edition, federal courts continue ruling against the Trump administration for arresting people it suspects are in the country illegally without warrants.
What we're seeing is ICE engaging in these kind of shortcuts that violate the law.
The latest lawsuit is in Colorado. Coming up at 8:38, we will get all the details.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown today, the Glow Trio is coming in after 11. Stay with us this morning so you don't miss the sweet sounds of oboe, flute, and piano. This local group of professional musicians has a new album out called Infinities. Before that, Cordelia will have Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, two selections from Handel's Messiah for Unto Us a Son is Given, and Hallelujah, and much, much more. The Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, high temperatures this afternoon near 44 degrees. In Lawrence right now, we have sunny skies, 25 degrees, Junction City's sunny and 27. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Surpassed pre-pandemic levels in a lot of the U.S. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. What we're seeing on the roads, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
make the drive easier. Listen to All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, we've got the latest news from NPR, the latest news from KPR, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 26 degrees. It's 8:30.
NPR News.
NPR's David Folkenflik says Netflix is buying the studio and streaming business of Warner Brothers Discovery.
It's an enormous deal. You're seeing Netflix take in, essentially, HBO streaming service and absorb all of Warner Brothers' past IP and the archives of their film. You think of franchises like Marvel. It's supersizing what was already the dominant player in Hollywood.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Kansas county is using artificial intelligence to answer non-emergency phone calls. Lyons County will use an AI assistant named Betty to answer calls for a four-month trial period. KSN reports Betty will handle calls about things like animal complaints and parking issues. Lyon County's 911 director says Betty will allow dispatchers to focus on more important emergency calls. From Coach Kleiman to Coach Klein, Kansas State University has a new head football coach. Colin Klein was hired to replace the retiring Chris Kleiman on Thursday. Klein is a former K-State quarterback and was a 2012 Heisman Trophy finalist. He served as Texas A&M's offensive coordinator this year, helping the team to an 11-1 record. Klein is 36, according to multiple media reports. He's receiving a five-year contract worth an average of $4.3 million a year. The Kansas Jayhawks advanced to the second round of the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament with a 3-0 sweep over High Point of North Carolina last night. The Kansas State Wildcats have their first round match this afternoon in Lincoln, Nebraska, against San Diego. Greg Eklund has more.
In Ray Bouchard's last two seasons as KU's head coach, the women's volleyball team was unsuccessful getting past the second round, even on the Jayhawks' home floor. Matt Ulmer, Bouchard's successor, says from the outset, this year's team has been determined to change that.
That was a big thing for them, is to be able to get to that third round. So I'm proud of them to be able to fight as hard as we did throughout the season. We were never perfect, you know, but we were always trying to become our best.
The Jayhawks will play the Miami Hurricanes in the second round tonight at the Horace Arena on the KU campus. I'm Greg Eklund.
In the Division II volleyball tournament, the 7th-ranked Washburn Ichabods have a regional semifinal match this afternoon, 4 p.m., against 6th-ranked Concordia of Minnesota. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, high temperatures this afternoon near 44 degrees. Little breezy, could see gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30. It's 8:34.
Support millions of kids and teens off of social media. A new law bans people under 16 from using sites like TikTok, YouTube, and X. It's the first country in the world with a law like that. The intention is to protect young people, but as you might expect, many teens are not happy about it. How's it going to work? Listen tomorrow morning on the NPR app or on this public radio station.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for listening this morning. Coming up, more young Chinese people are increasingly seeing their pets as members of the family, and a huge industry has grown up servicing those pets, including funeral services. We'll hear more about that at 8:51.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at KansasCityZoo.org.
Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, high temperatures this afternoon near 44 degrees, just about average for this time of year. Winds will be out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. The winds will die down. Forecast for the weekend, tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 26 degrees. Manhattan's mostly sunny, 28 at 844.
Hi, I'm Jeff Watson, host of Afternoon Classical Music. Take a moment to reflect on how classical music enriches your life, the solace in your morning.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today from noon till 3 in the noon hour, you'll find Bach's first violin concerto, and then we'll dabble in the tango sensations of Piazzolla. That and much, much more on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Weather forecast for today, not too bad. Increasing clouds, high temperature near 44 degrees, just about average for this time of year. Little breezy, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. The winds will die down. The weekend doesn't look too bad. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 27 degrees. Topeka's mostly sunny and 28. 9 minutes before 9.
Sports with teams in the college football national championship, the NBA finals, the WNBA playoffs. Indiana team spirit is at a high. Listen on the NPR app. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Friday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is up next. Another look at the forecast for today. Increasing clouds, high temperature this afternoon around 44 degrees. A little breezy, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. The winds will die down. Outlook for the weekend right now looks good. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 43. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30. No precipitation in the forecast right now. Current conditions. Lawrence, sunny, 27. Topeka, mostly sunny, 28. Manhattan, mostly sunny, 29 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News.